Hello, this is Sonic Boom Radio. I'm Dr. Boom. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. some sample outlines of grand opera plots for home study. One, Die Meistergenossenschaft. Scene, the forests of Germany. Time, antiquity. Cast, Strudel, god of rain. Schmaltz, god of slight drizzle. Immerglück, goddess of the six primary colors. Ludwig das Eiweiß, the knight of the iron duck. The woodpecker. Argument. The basis of Die Meistergenossenschaft is an old legend of Germany which tells how the veil got his stomach. Act 1. The Rhine at low tide just below Weltschnofen. Immerglück has grown weary of always sitting on the same rock with the same fishes swimming by every day and sends for Schwül to suggest something to do. Schwül asks her how she would like to have passed before her all the wonders of the world fashioned by the hand of man. She says, rotten. He then suggests that Ringblatz, son of Pflüt, be made to appear before her and fight a mortal combat with the iron duck. This pleases Immerglück, and she summons to her the four dwarfs, Hot Water, Cold Water, Cool, and Cloudy. She bids them bring Ringblatz to her. They refuse, because Pflugt has at one time rescued them from being buried alive by acorns, and, in a rage, Immerglück strikes them all dead with a thunderbolt. Act 2. A Mountain Pass. Repenting of her deed, Immerglück has sought advice of the giants, Offen and Besitz, and they tell her that she must procure the magic zither, which confers upon its owner the power to go to sleep while apparently carrying on a conversation. This magic zither has been hidden for 300 centuries in an old bureau drawer guarded by the iron duck, and although many have attempted to rescue it, all have died of a strange ailment just as success was within their grasp. But Immerglück calls to her side Dampfboot, the tinsmith of the gods, and bids him make for her a Tarnhelm, or invisible cap, which will enable her to talk to people without their understanding a word she says. For a dollar and a half extra, Dampfboot throws in a magic ring which renders its wearer insensible. Thus armed, Immerglück starts out for Valhalla, humming to herself.
Thank you.
This is Sonic Boom Radio.
Thank you.
You are listening to Sonic Boom Radio. If you want to write to us, please do. Email us at sonicboomradio@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.